This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I'm bringing this to the air very quickly before we get to the water cooler cheat sheet because I want to. I got a local barber. I got a guy I go to because I, you know, my hair is like my only remaining good physical quality, right? It's like the only thing about me that you're like, oh, that guy's got a good head of hair. And that's really all I got for me still going. That and I'm tall, right? If the wife comes home today and says, I'm divorcing you and I got to get back in the dating game, I got two things going for me. I can reach the top of the fridge without a stepladder, and I got great hair. That's about it. So I got to take care of it. So I got a local guy. But my local guy, since I started going to him over the past year, not because of me, just because he's damn good at what he does, my local guy's gotten very popular in my neighborhood. And it's gone from when he opened up and I found him, and I could book an appointment like a day or two out. Now I got to book like 2-3 weeks out, which most of the time isn't bad, right? Like, I know when I'm going to ACC Spring Media or Media Days here in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to schedule the day before I leave to go up to Charlotte, North Carolina to go in there and get the old trim up a little bit. I know when we are, by the way, assuming we get approved by the conference for credentials, we are now confirmed going to SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia. That will be in mid-July. Once we get that confirmed by the conference that we are accepted for credentials, we'll let you know. But I know when that is. I'll book myself a date before I head to the SEC Media Days to get the old trim and coif so that I look good when I sit down with old Shano in the gang, yeah? But sometimes you just got to get an on-the-fly cut, right? Like, I've got an event tonight to go to. The BMW Pro-Am Media Celebrity Cocktail Hour or whatever it is. Going to that tonight. So after the show today, I want to go get trimmed and coiffed so that I walk in there looking like $1 million, right? So I went to my backup spot, and I will acknowledge it's a chain joint, all right? But that's okay. There's a girl who cuts my hair at the chain joint that I really like. She does a good job. So I went to go online to book my appointment for after the show today to go in there and get trimmed up a little bit, and I notice that my haircut place is now offering scents so that when you get the old coif and trim, you can walk up out of there not just looking good, not just feeling good, but smelling good too. All right? Fellas, trust me on this. The ladies love a good scent. They love a fella who smells nice. So they just put out a trio of scents that you can be spritzed with when you walk up out of the building to take home to your lovely partner or to take out at night to try to maybe find a lovely partner either for the foreseeable future or maybe just the next few hours. The three initial scents that they have rolled out that you can walk up out of the joint smelling like great one are early morning practice air, the scent of fresh cut grass.
Yeah, that turns some people off, and some people are allergic to grass. So that might be a repellent.
Scent number two.
Unless you're going for an earthy kind of girl. I mean, you know, which you might be. I mean, that's maybe up so. To you.
Scent number two. New glove leather. Now I'm going to keep it a buck as an old school baseball guy. There was nothing better, man, than when you got that new glove for the new season. You went in there. You got the whole process. You got to take some oil. You oil that glove up real good. All right, you take a baseball, you put it into the pocket of the glove, then you take a bunch of rubber bands, and you seal that glove around that baseball so it develops that baseball shape in the middle. Then you take that oiled-up glove with the baseball inside, you pop it into the oven for a little while. You let that heat get that oil good and cooked into the glove a little bit. Now when you pull it out, that glove is broken in. It's got the baseball sized in, and man, that new glove leather, like a dream. But then...
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't. If you can taste the smell, it becomes a problem if it's not something that you eat.
Then there's scent number three. Scent number three, I told Alonzo during the break, and it is the reason that I decided to bring this up on the air right now, and we'll talk about it later after we get to the cheat sheet. But scent number three, stadium buttered popcorn. And now I'm going to keep it a buck. When I read that, my initial reaction was, listen. I mean, look at me. The reason I go in here on the regular to get the hair cut and trimmed is because it's my only good physical quality. I've dropped a bunch of LBs. I'm now down. I'm sitting around 210, 211 pretty consistently. I've kind of plateaued out. I'm having a struggle getting below that 210, but I'm okay with 210. I'm pretty good with that. I'm wearing a large shirt. You know when the last time I wore a large shirt was? A very long time ago. I'm wearing a large, not an XL. Feel pretty good, but I'm dad bodied, all right? I still got a little bit of that, my man likes a good Coors Light belly going on. I still got a little bit of that, never says no to a buffet gut going on. Here's what I don't need. And this is a gut reaction. What I don't need is to go home to see the lady when she comes home from a long day of work to have a candlelit dinner made to go, hey, baby, I'd love to rub your back tonight. And she goes, do you smell like popcorn? You fatty, were you knocking down a bucket of popcorn while I was at work today?
That's not how that works.
But what I'm hoping is that's not how that works. What I'm hoping is, because the lady friend and I, we both love movie theater butter popcorn. We both have, will, and continue to go to the movie theater, not necessarily because there's a movie like we really want to see. We will find a movie that we both kind of want to go see as an excuse to go to the movie theater, get ourselves an extra large bucket of popcorn, and crush that thing together. Hashtag couples goals. She loves some butter popcorn. So I'm wondering, and I will find out today, I am wondering, if I go get this cut, trim, clip after the show, and I say, can you make me smell like the inside of that movie theater butter popcorn container? And she comes home from work, opens the door, walks over. She's not a super cuddly, affectionate person. So, like I get, like, a hello hug. And then she's like, but like, give me 10 minutes before you touch me. I got to de-stress. I understand that, ladies. Trust me. You're good with that. If she walks in, I take my little, like, welcome home, I missed you hug. And she goes, am I going to get, dear God, you fatty, do you smell like popcorn? Or am I going to get, hey.
See, I thought of something else, though. What if she smells the popcorn and goes, why'd you go to movies without
that's
me?
That's what I'm worried she's going to do. What I'm worried she's going to do is she's going to go, wait a damn second. Did you leave work? Because I got about a two-hour window between when I am done working, because usually when the show's over, I'll go do the promos, I'll go do a little bit in the office, the Fortress of Nerditude, then I'll head back to the crib, got to let the dogs out, have a little lunch, and then I'll finish my day at the crib. If I go home, I got like a two-hour window. If she comes home and she goes, did you go to a movie, knocked out a bucket of butter popcorn, and not even have the generosity and compassion to bring me home some, that I'm not going to be like, no, babe. I let the lady at the hairspray place or at the haircut place spray me down. Does that like... That's going to make less sense, right? Like, of all the things that if she comes home and smells, if she comes home and smells another woman's perfume, she's like, is that another lady's perfume? I could be like, hey, look, you know the ladies that work in the office, and some of them wear some scents. I probably picked up one, right? She knows me. She knows Rob Brown, even if he wanted to, is just no longer capable of creating a scenario where I accidentally smell like another lady. She'd be like, I could go home and be like, hey, I was kind of necking up on some other gal and I smell like her perfume. And she'd be like, yeah, okay, bud. Okay, yeah, no, for sure. I believe that. But if I go home smelling like buttered popcorn and I go, no, 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 I swear to you, honey, I didn't go to the movies and order an extra large bucket of buttered popcorn and eat it without you and not bring you any. I went to the haircut lady and she made me smell this way. She'd be like, you filthy damn liar. You right. are lying to my face right now, I don't think I could talk her off that.
Yeah, I don't think you could either. There might be another problem, too. You're going to an event tonight. Do you want to smell like popcorn at that event? At the BMW? I don't know if you want to do that.
That's a good call. Here's the thing. When I go get the haircut, I tell the lady, last thing, she's like, can I do anything for you? My last answer is always, yeah, can you dress me up like I'm going on a hot date tonight? Right? Because usually, I'm not saying I always am, but, you know, if I'm going to go get trim cut and coiffed up, I want the lady to come home and be like, hey, handsome, you look good. Right? I want to look good. So I'm like, dress me up like I got a hot date tonight. Because I can't do it myself. Clearly, look at me. I can't. I don't know how to do the magic. But she does. So I'm like, dress me up, make me look good. Usually I can like, you know, the wife gets home. I'm like, hey, let's go to dinner. She's coming with me to the party tonight. So it's like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to put on my nice tailored suit. I'm going to look real good. And I want her to be like, oh, damn, you look good. But if I go home smelling like butter popcorn, she's going to be like, you son of a, you went and got butter popcorn without me. That might be the worst infraction of the marital vows that she believes. I wouldn't commit it. I wouldn't do that. If I went to it, and Zoe and I have gone to a couple of movies after work, when there's a big name drop, we will 100% leave here at noon, head to the theater, and go catch a daytime movie so we can break it down the next day or on Saturday on the Upstate Pulse or whatever. We've done that before. It's rare, once or twice a year tops, but we've done it. I'll tell you what I do if that's the case. I go get my big popcorn. I eat as much as I want. I take it back to the front counter. I'm like, can you top this off for me? And then I bring it to the house. And when she comes home, she's got a big thing of butter popcorn. If she thinks I went, got butter popcorn, brought it back to the crib and didn't bring her some, she might divorce me. And I don't think she's going to buy. No, no, no. Seriously, the haircut place offers a service where they let you smell like butter popcorn. And that's what I did. She's going to be like, no, fatty. Stop it.
Also, the 3 cents, that's the one that kind of, I mean, I get stadium popcorn, but I mean, that doesn't, I don't know if it goes well with the other two.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm going for the leather glove. And I'll tell you why. Number one, it's one of my favorite scents of all time as a baseball guy. Number two, though, my lady, she likes that kind of like leathery, manly outdoor scent, right? Like, I have shifted from the dude who, since high school, has rocked one cologne, which is the old school Tommy Hilfiger. You can still find it. It's always been my go-to. The ladies have loved it, but first time I wore it around her, she's like, that's not really my favorite. Makes me think of my high school boyfriends. I'm like, that's really fair. That's a bad list. I get it. I understand. So she has got me right now on like a leather sandalwood, kind of like manly arts and craft, like not arts and crafted, like woodworking, leatherworking.
Also known as Brute.
No, it's not Brute. It's like a nice cologne because she's not a big scent person, but she likes this one. So that's just what I wear when we're doing our married stuff now. So I'm probably going to go with the leather, but I'm 100% going to be like, yo, can you put the buttered popcorn on like a napkin and just let me smell it? I'm just curious. What would I walk out of here smelling like? All right, you got like 43 minutes till you got to be at the office. Let's do an abbreviated sprint through the water cooler cheat sheet. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top 3 sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers. We are sprinting through this thing, so let's jump into item number one. This is a good topic for sprinting through the cheat sheet because it's a short one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. You have made it Stanley Cup Finals. Day number one. Tonight, 8 p.m., the Edmonton Oilers will see the puck drop to the ice, staring across the center faceoff circle from the reigning, defending, undisputed Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. It is a rematch from last year's Stanley Cup. Last year's Stanley Cup felt like it was out of whack. Florida wins 1-2-3 in a row. They're up 3-0. Everybody's like, oh, this is going to be boring. And then what happened? Edmonton won 1-2-3 in a row. We got a game 7, and it was one of the most electric nights in sports of 2024. Will we be fortunate to have a game 7 in this one again? I think the answer is yes. Edmonton opens this series as a slight underdog. They are even money at plus 100, Florida minus 110 to win the Stanley Cup. That means we got a toss-up just about in Las Vegas, Nevada. Game number one at Edmonton, and they are actually favorites in this game. They are actually plus, I believe, last I checked, sorry, minus 120 favorites, Florida plus 110 dogs on the line. So even though Florida's favorited in the series by just a little bit, Edmonton is favorited in game number one. Historically, it's not a fantastic margin, but teams that win Stanley Cup game number one go on to win a majority of the Stanley Cups. Not by much, but by a little. So can Edmonton get it done at the crib, or does the curse of Canada keep up for another 30 years? We'll talk about that game tomorrow on the show, but let us jump into item and numero dos. Same old for your, my, our Atlanta Braves. They drop a game last night, 8-3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Spencer Strider went to the bump again. He took loss number four, now 0-4 on the season. Five innings, six hits, five runs, all earned, two walks, four Ks. Gave up not one, not two, but three dongs to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Offensively, the Bravos managed six hits in the game, but they were just one of three with runners in scoring position. It is not the one of three. Hell, if you told me this team was 33% from the dish with RISP, I'd be like, hey, that's pretty good compared to what we were doing. The problem is they were just one of three for 33% from the dish, meaning they only had three runners in scoring position throughout the night. The other runs came from a big dong from rookie Drake Baldwin, who was well on his way to, I think, being a Rookie of the Year finalist. He did win Rookie of the Month for the month of May, and continued the heater last night. Not only did he get the big dong last night, but he also became the first Braves catcher on the year to pick off a runner on the bases. He got Ketel Marte on first. He saw him kind of getting lazy, lackadaisical, getting back to first after a strike, gunned him down. One of the fastest players in baseball. That was the only moment of bright spot last night for the Bravos. It was only 5-3 headed into the ninth, but then Corbin Carroll, who has been excellent this year, hit his second home run. Carroll had two dingers. Marte had two dingers last night, and that was the difference, as the Diamondbacks get game one of three. The Braves now 27 of 32. They are officially double-digit games back, 10 games back of the Mets. And if that's not bad enough for you, they're 9.5 games back of Philly. And if that's not bad enough for you, the Braves now trail the Washington Capitals Nationals, Capitals of the hockey team. I got hockey on the brain. What do you want? They now trail the Nats in the NL East. As far as the MLB overall standings go over in the National League, the Atlanta Braves have won 27 games. The only teams with fewer wins are the Miami Marlins, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the hapless Colorado Rockies. Things aren't good. And he said, "Ah, Brian, who cares if they don't win the division, Rob? They can get in with the wild card and go on the run." They're not even close to being a wild card team right now. They're the fourth best team in the East. They are the fourth best team in the Central. They are the fourth best team in the West right now. It's not good. It's just not good. Let's get to item number three. You may not care about this story, but it is a big deal. Fresh off of their deepest playoff run in a quarter of a century, the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau yesterday. The decision came 3 days after the Knicks were ousted from the Eastern Conference Finals in six by the Indiana Pacers. It also comes after New York advanced further than expected with a relatively new core of players, knocking out the reigning defending champion Boston Celtics in the second round. Thibodeau this year passed Pat Riley to rank fourth on the franchise list in victories, led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. Rob was 10. He had been by far the club's most successful coach over the past 20 years, signed a 3-year extension over last summer, but the Knicks said, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, with Tom Thibodeau. After the season-ending defeat in Indiana, Jalen Brunson was asked about Thibodeau's status. He was asked, is Thibodeau the guy to lead you to a championship? Jalen Brunson responded with saying, quote, "Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe he's the right guy? Yes. Come on," end quote. 3 days later, Tom Thibodeau got canned. Long known for playing his starters for big minutes, even as the league conveniently started to move towards more rest for starters, he continued to lean heavily on the starting five. But you did see a change in the last two series. In the final two games of the Pacers series, Thibodeau played 11 and 12 guys. He learned. He got better. but it just wasn't quite enough. Thibodeau will end his time in New York with a 579 career winning percentage, the highest by any coach without a finals appearance in NBA history, with a minimum 300 games coached, according to ESPN. Tom Thibodeau out as the coach of the New York Knicks, regardless of the success that he had. All right, when we come back, we are building the ultimate Rob Brown Show flag football team today. We have started with our quarterbacks. I'm going Jaden Daniels out of Washington and Baker Mayfield out of Arizona. Alonzo going Kyler Murray from Arizona and Shador Sanders from C-Town. Who do you got? Who's your starting quarterback on the Rob Brown Show flag football team? We'll take a look at your picks, your votes. We will select our two starting quarterbacks, and we will start working on our running backs. We'll do our wide receivers in the 8 o'clock hour of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. We are putting together the ultimate NFL flag football team to send to the 2028 Olympic Summer Games. Now, obviously, there is a lot of time, almost exactly 3 years, between now and the next time we have the Summer Olympic Games. So this will likely change. And in 2028, when it is time to put the team together, we will probably do this again. But that's 3 years from now. Who the hell knows what will happen between here and then? We'll find out. So we're going to do it today. Last week, the NFL announced, or a week and a half ago, the NFL announced that they will allow NFL players to, if they wish to, participate in the Olympics. There is a couple of rules. The big one is that only one player per team may be on any given national team. Because let's keep it a buck. I think if the U.S. wanted to field the most competitive team possible, they would just go get the quarterback and all the wide receivers from a team, right? Like, they would just go get all players from one team. But obviously, that places an increased inherent risk on that team as opposed to one player per team on each national team. Now, multiple players from a team can be in the Olympics, but only one per national team. So there can only be one Panther on Team USA, one on Team France, one on Team Germany, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, while there are an increasing number of international players in the National Football League, at the same time, there ain't that many. So this is a good way to kind of spread the risk around the league. Lonzo and I started back in hour number one with our quarterbacks. My quarterbacks are Jaden Daniels from the Washington Commanders and Baker Mayfield from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My logic behind that, I think Jaden Daniels has got some of the best twitch legs in the NFL. You kind of need that for flag football. It's all about speed, baby, and he's got SEC speed. Baker Mayfield, because I think he could serve as a legitimate backup. If you notice that a team is maybe putting an emphasis on covering the wide receivers and not much as getting to the quarterback and shortening his time to throw, Baker Mayfield can be that guy, A, and B, veteran locker room leadership. I got an elder statesman in the locker room at the QB spot. Lonzo says Kyler Murray, because he's got perfect flag football form moving around in the backfield. And then Shedeur Sanders. A, he's got something to prove. B, he proved that he can absolutely play scramble football. That was actually almost a critique of him to some degree in the NFL draft. And because, with a limited roster, it makes all the sense in the world for the lone Jacksonville Jaguar rep to be Travis Hunter, who can be, and I think would be, a two-way player for Team USA. Bang, now I got a quarterback wide receiver with chemistry that's pre-built in. Actually, really, the more I thought about it, I actually really like that pick. So, I have asked you guys to name your quarterbacks on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. I'm going to read you a couple of the texts we have gotten so far. Then we'll start working on our running backs. Buck, I might text the show. Said, put this on TV. Jaden Daniels and the NFL's LSU wide receivers against CJ Stroud and Ohio State's NFL wide receivers. What a flag game that would be. Yeah, that actually would be awesome. That'd actually be awesome. Although I would say, I put Joe Burrow in there before I put Jaden Daniels. I just think Joe Burrow would be a more entertaining, compelling watch if we were doing that matchup. But as far as going to the international
and
level,
you'd be covering both teams, Ohio State and LSU.
That's also true, but
play for both.
He did wear a jersey that said B-O-R-E-A-U-X, so he's an LSU guy now. He is. Texter said, I would go with Bryce Young as my number two. Can't believe I'm saying that. Another texter said, Tom Brady out of retirement to win gold. Here's the thing. Initially, Texter, I went, I kind of don't hate that. But then I went, yeah, I kind of do. Because it wasn't exactly like Brady was sprinting around to the backfield as an active player. And quarterbacks got to have wheels in flag football. Brady doesn't have wheels. He didn't have wheels when he was an active player. He certainly doesn't have wheels 2 years out of retirement. Now, I'd let Brady coach it. I'd let Brady be my coach. I'd let Brady be my quarterback coach for this thing. 100%.
I don't know. You want goodwill. Watching him on the sideline screaming at someone probably doesn't look like goodwill.
Again, I think there are three groups. There's the love Brady, hate Brady, and apathetic towards Brady. And I think the hate Brady group is probably the smallest of the three. I think if you got Brady involved, even if you dislike him, you go, but my dude does have 7 rings. Like, maybe he's the right guy to coach up quarterback, even if this is not his style of football. Texter said, you don't need an arm cannon in flag football. There's a lot of misdirection and pitch backs in flag football. That's a fair and valid point, but I think having a boom cannon of an arm is an added benefit, right? If I can get the same legs and the same accuracy, but one quarterback's got a deep gun boom cannon on him, and one guy doesn't, and that's an added benefit, I'll take the guy who has it. If the two quarterbacks are otherwise equally matched, I'll take the guy that I know. If I send Tyreek on the 9 route and he's just going to burn some accountant from Germany in the silver medal game or in the silver medal qualifier, gold medal qualifier,
I know you
then I'll take that guy.
You keep saying that, but I looked it up, and over 100 countries play flag football right now.
Yeah, but...
So I'm not at the level of an NFL player. I get that.
Go look at Team USA's flag football team. They're all, like, teachers and...
Well, they're not going to make money playing flag football.
Exactly.
But still.
And no, neither. And that's in a football-obsessed country. What do you think the flag football team looks like in France?
I don't know. China probably pays their team. It just,
Maybe so. All the more reason to get the right dudes. Let's see. Buckeye Mike says, no tight ends. I can't believe I didn't think about Travis Hunter. Yeah, I got to tell you. I went back. I actually removed a guy from my roster to make room for Travis Hunter as a wide receiver. Now, here is the way we are doing this game. The way that we are doing this game is we are just picking 10 offensive players. We will pick 10 defensive players, and then on a later date, we will take those two rosters, and we will pick the best 10. And that includes figuring out, of our wide receivers and DBs we select, who do we think are going to be the best two-way players? And if that is the case, then I think by default, Travis Hunter from Jacksonville is on this list as a, again, bona fide two-way player. Texter said, I'm taking C.J. Stroud. That's like three votes for C.J. Stroud. I like that. Who else do you guys want as your quarterback? Texter says, give me Jaden and Lamar. You know what? That might be interesting because you are taking two quarterbacks who have a similar, not identical, but similar style of game. You got one who's a little less experienced, maybe a little less accurate in Jaden Daniels, but he's a little bit faster, a little bit more nimble than Lamar is. And you're taking Lamar, who has got, again, a similar game, so your wide receivers don't have to change a lot. Little less nimble with the legs, maybe a little bit more accurate, but also understands how to be a leader in the locker room, which is something Jaden Daniels in year two probably is still working on. Texter said, start the old guys. The young guys will have a chance that he medal later in life. Peyton Manning, exclamation point. Peyton, I'm going to say no to, same reason as Tom Brady. Peyton was a galloping, drunken baby gazelle when he was a starter in the NFL. I doubt Pepe's got the same wheels under him that he didn't have when he was an NFL guy. I'm not saying there's no retired quarterbacks that I would say yes to, but not those two. Not those two. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, maybe Michael Vick. I mean, there's a style
Michael
of player.
Michael Vick's been gone a long time.
I know. You said retired players. If I was going to pick a retired player, it would be him. There's a style of quarterback you need to play flag football, and people keep picking statues.
Yeah. You can't.
This is not a pocket passer. No, it's not.
That's exactly right. Not a pocket passer game. All right, here's what I would like to do. We will allow you guys, because quarterback's the most important spot, I would like your text for the next 26 minutes for your two starting quarterbacks. Give me your two starting quarterbacks. We'll count up the votes at 8. At 8 a.m., we'll do the audio blitz. At 8:20, we will shift it over to the running backs. Shift it over to the running backs, okay? We're going to go with our two running backs in the third hour of the show, and then the fourth hour of the show, we'll do our wide receivers. Here's what we got coming up for you in the next segment. The Carolina Panthers every offseason do a YouTube series called The Blueprint. They aired their first episode Monday night. There has been a reaction to it, including Rappo and McAfee on their show yesterday. I want to play you a clip from the show that I thought was compelling, and then found out that Mac and Rappo had a whole segment where they talked about how compelling it was. And you're going to give a lot of credit, or at least I am, to the Carolina Panthers for a genius way of handling the distribution of this video next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going to get to this Panther stuff here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to tell you tomorrow's show, unmissable because of the lineup we have for you from 8 until 10 o'clock tomorrow. At 8 o'clock, Lulu Kessin of the Greenville News will join us. We'll check in on all things South Carolina Gamecocks Athletic Department. Then at 8:20, we're going to move Fight Club up an hour. I'll tell you why in just a second. But Fight Club tomorrow at 8:20, your home for boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling talk across the upstate. In my understanding, we got a big UFC card going down this weekend.
Not to mention two PLEs.
And also PLEs this weekend. So good Fight Club tomorrow. At 8:40, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast will talk to us. We'll chat with him about the Panther offseason, the OTAs thus far. Jimmy Horn Jr. dealing with a bit of an injury. We're also going to talk about that later in the show. At 9 o'clock, Hayden Asmario joins us. How apropos that our NBA dude joins us on day one of the NBA finals tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Then at 9:20, nationally syndicated college football show host Denton Day, host of College Football Overtime on SiriusXM, is going to join us because with spring meetings taking place last week, and of course the fallout from this week, we've got a lot of college football to discuss. We will do so with Denton Day, host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime, tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. So busy day tomorrow. You're going to want to be here from 8 all the way. I mean, you want to be here from 6 till the end of the show. But certainly, if you got to miss a little bit of it, miss the early portion, show up from 8 to 10 because it's going to be stacked, lacked, I can do this. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be exciting.
The lacked part, I don't know about that.
It was supposed to be stacked, racked, locked, and loaded, but then I blew it. So I'm just instead going to say it's going to be real good. All right, let's get to this. During the offseason, the Carolina Panthers present on YouTube a show called The Blueprint. It effectively is the offseason chronicles of the Carolina Panthers, and they've been doing this for a couple of years now. And the last couple of years, and obviously it's, let's just call it what it is, it's team propaganda, okay? And that's fine. It's sports. Sports is the one place we should be excited about propaganda. Propaganda's fun in sports. Give you something to look forward to, something to be hopeful about, optimistic, which, if we're keeping it a buck, has been a fleeting feeling for Carolina Panthers fans over the past couple of years. The blueprint is nothing but propaganda, but that's great. However, you know what's better? When a team actually gives you a genuine look behind the scenes, not propaganda, not we edited and cleaned this up to make it look a certain kind of way, but when they give you actual looks behind the scenes. And there was a bit of that in the Blueprint episode one, which was all about the draft, the lead up to and the run through the NFL draft. Of course, the Carolina Panthers with the number 8 overall selection selected Teteroa McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona University. And there was some intrigue in this pick because McMillan, who was a guy that was expected to be around pick 10, 11 at the worst, as early as pick 4, 5, ends up at number 8. And the Panthers, it seemed at the time, knew who they wanted and went and got him. But yesterday they put out this video, and it turns out that it was not as simple as, we're on the clock, here's the card, go get Teteroa McMillan. Turns out the Panthers were indeed working the phone lines. Here's a little bit of the video. You're going to hear a couple of voices in this clip. The two that you are going to hear primarily, right up front, Dave Canales, head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And then second, you're going to hear Brant Tillis, who was the man who was working the deals for the Carolina Panthers. It's audio only for you on the radio. You can go find this clip if you want. I found it compelling. We're going to talk about it. Here's that clip. He said, and then not had it played. Let me try that one more time. Why can't things work the way I want them to? Okay, I got to change my speakers over. This is just radio at its best. I got it. Here is that clip. So, you heard a couple of voices. You heard a situation playing out there. Effectively, what you heard was, when the Carolina Panthers came on the clock, they liked Teteroa McMillan. However, they had been having a discussion, it turns out, with the LA Rams, who also wanted to move up and take Teteroa McMillan in that spot. And what it sounded like to me was that the Panthers and the Rams GMs, including Dan Morgan, obviously, had previous discussions to draft day where they agreed to, or at least sounded like, had a framework for a deal that would have allowed the Rams to move into the Panthers spot and get Big T if he was on the board when the Panthers came up. But it sounds like the Rams called Brant Tillis, the VP of Football Operations, and Dan Morgan, and offered them less than that original deal. So you heard Brant Tillis say on the phone, we're willing to do it if it is the deal that Dan talked about. And apparently the Rams said, no, we want to walk that back. We're going to make this offer instead. Now, all of that, maybe not super compelling. I mean, that's kind of standard draft day stuff. That's not what was really compelling about this this video. What was compelling that you can see in the video that you couldn't really hear on the audio version of it was that sitting next to Dan Morgan, Dave Canales, and Brant Tillis was Carolina Panther owner David Tepper. Now, we've heard the stories before, and again, nothing confirmed. Haven't seen video of it that makes it feel this way, but in years gone by, the smoke has been that David Tepper involves himself in the war room. David Tepper is the one that's going, this is what I want, get it done. This is who I want, draft that guy, whatever. In the video, David Tepper is sitting there next to the football guys. And as the football guys are having their discussions about would you, wouldn't you, should we take it, should we not take it, should we get Big T, should we not, Tepper is sitting there saying nothing. And towards the end of that video, when Brant Tillis looks over at Canales and Morgan and he says, would you do it? They both say, Tet. And they look at Tepper. And Tepper is sitting back in his chair and he's got his arms crossed and he just gives a nod. He says nothing. The entire clip, he's there. The entire clip, he's sitting there and he says nothing. He's not, I'm not saying that he's not involved. He's obviously involved. He's there, but
if I recall, there's a little hesitation and it's like, okay, he's going to say something. And then he says absolutely nothing. I'm like, okay.
Yep. He is, it feels like, again.
Did you scan the room looking for someone?
No, I did not look for Nicole.
I was going to say,
I know what you meant.
I admittedly scanned the room. I mean, when I'm watching the video yesterday.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure she was there, but she was not sitting next to the powers that be during the time it was decision time. And apparently it was a big decision because Ian Rapoport was on the McAfee show yesterday. And he was asked about this whole scenario. Yeah, I like that clip too. And for the exact same reasons. I the thing that jumped out at me at first, and I do think that this is probably something that is only going to jump out to someone who loves or covers the Carolina Panthers, and that is the proximity to the decision, yet the lack of input from David Tepper. Now, Keegan does his best Lonzo impression on the face stream by saying, how do we know this isn't more propaganda edited to make it seem like Tepper is hands-off, it's a work? And that is honestly, normally, I get real frustrated with Zoe when he thinks that everything that I like is a work.
By the way, I thought it, but I didn't say it. Thank you, Keegan.
Ordinarily.
Because I know how easily video can be edited.
100%.
Yeah, if I can do it, anyone can.
I was also in television news. I ordinarily get real frustrated when I play something fun for you guys and then Lonzo goes, no, that thing that is fun and you enjoy, no, it's a work, it's fake, you're getting taken. Because I'm sure a lot of the time he's right. I'm sure some of the times he just hates fun. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that's me.
But I would also say this. It does come on the heels of multiple beat reporters over the past 7, 8, 9 months who have repeatedly said, Dave Tepper's been hands off. You're not seeing Tepper in the admin room anymore. You're not seeing him having the one-on-ones with the VP. You're not having the one-on-ones with Dave Morgan. And on top of that, Dan Morgan. On top of that, nobody thinks Dan Morgan would have A, taken this job or B, stayed in this job if all he was a proxy David Tepper. If his job was just facilitate whatever Dave Tepper wants, Dan Morgan probably would not stay in that role. That's kind of not the guy that at least we think that Dan Morgan is. So I, for the moment, I am willing to give the Carolina Panthers credit that this is not all that edited. And I will say this, in the clip that they posted, it's a pretty good length of time where it doesn't seem like there's a lot of cuts around it, right? And usually cuts are the mark of something being heavily edited. There's not a lot of cuts. It's not like it's going like, Dan, Dave, 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 Dan, Dan, Dave, Dan, Dave, Dan, Brant. I forgot Brant. It's not like they're doing that. It's kind of a wide angle three shot of the three of them having these conversations. And Tep's not really involved. You're just kind of sitting back like, I'm going to let the boys be the boys. So combining the fact that that has been the smoke around this team for the past year and the fact that it does not appear that video is all that manipulated and combined with the fact that I just want it to be true.
Yeah, I want it to be true too, which is why I didn't mention it, say anything opposite about things being edited or anything. I want this to be true.
As do I.
It gave me some excitement. I was just like, wait, what? Cool.
I am willing to accept that that is the reality for now because of two things. Number one, I genuinely believe that that has been the Achilles snapper for the Carolina Panthers the last handful of years. The Teppers wanting to believe that they're the football guys in the room and they're not. And number two, because of the fact that, again, we have had beat reporters who cover this team for the past couple of years saying in the last year, Tep's gone hands off. He is letting football guys make football decisions, which is what I've been asking for years now. I think that's fantastic. So with all of those things combined, I'm going to tell you, I was already relatively optimistic about this team coming out of last season, going into the draft, coming out of the draft, already optimistic on the way up, already have a bet on them to win the division outright this year. It's like 7-1, and I feel pretty good about it. That one video made me feel better than I already did, and I felt pretty good. When we come back, the audio blitz, some of the best audio we picked up over the past 24 hours, and then we move from quarterbacks to running backs on the Rob Brown Show Ultimate Flag Football Team. Now, the captain, El Capitan, Lonzo with a sports flash.
Shame, apparently I'm no fun. The Atlanta Braves dropped the first of a three-game set against the Diamondbacks last night, 8-3, Spencer Strider, whatever, threw a five. You put it first on the list. Five innings, allowing 6 hits and 5 runs while striking out 4. Atlanta is 27-32. The Colorado Rockies defeated Miami last night 3-2, winning their first series in 23 tries, a streak dating back to September of last year. It was also the first set of back-to-back wins for Colorado since May 1st. Following their first conference finals in 25 years, the New York Knicks fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley for 4th in franchise wins this year and led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. What? You won? Nah, we can't be having that in New York. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show is right It's next, right over there, if you look over there on the fan upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.